America's senior citizens are an attractive target to unscrupulous investment salespeople. John Hendrick is an attorney with Wisconsin's Elder Financial Empowerment Project. He hears about hundreds of financial exploitation cases each year. In one Dane County case, the pitchmen were very aggressive.
They were trying to get all that person's money, $300,000, out of the bank of Cross Plains so that they could put it into an annuity. And they had one person stay at the home and another person go to the bank to try to pick up the money.
Hendrick says an alert teller refused to hand the money over. He says deferred annuities are not appropriate for older people because they may not live to collect on the investment. Hendrick is on a state panel that'll meet for the first time tomorrow. Its goal is to set standards for the sale of annuities. Patricia Strzok is also on the committee. She's the administrator of the Securities Division in the Department of Financial Institutions. Strzok says anyone with a question should call her office before hiring an investment professional.
And then when an investor, a prospective investor, tells us, well, this person says that she's got added expertise in the area of senior investors, we can look at the credential and we can say, well, you know, we've looked into this, and all it means is they've taken 2 hours of online training in the area of advertising.
Strzok says when her office takes action against an investment salesperson, an older person is almost always named as the victim. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.